The university system says the increase would help it add almost 6,000 new students, as well as new teaching and research jobs. About $66 million of the money would come from state tax dollars. System President Kevin Riley told the Board of Regents that the increase strikes a balance.
On the one hand, we're cognizant of the state's fragile fiscal condition and the scarcity of public resources. On the other hand, we believe we cannot just sit on the sidelines and wait for somebody else to push our state toward economic recovery.
But at least one university leader is worried that what the UW is promising in terms of enrollment growth may not be possible for this amount of money. UW-Madison Chancellor Biddy Martin says that's because the system's plan assumes it can educate each new student for three-quarters as much as it costs right now. Martin says that's not realistic.
These institutions are stretched to the limit, and we want to be able to do what's right for the state. But if it's not deemed as conditional, I think we're setting ourselves up to make promises we will not be able to keep to the people of the state of Wisconsin. And I don't want to be in that position.
Part of this budget increase would also restore 2% salary hikes that were rescinded in the last budget for non-union employees. Wisconsin Public Radio employees would be among those affected. The UW will also ask later this year for another budget increase of tens of millions of dollars to cover higher utility costs, fringe benefits, and debt service. The proposals come as the state budget is already $2.5 billion in the hole. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.